The themes and the content discussed in this programme may be of an adult nature. It is not suitable for younger ears.
Live and local.
After the Watershed.
Supposed to be with Alison, but Alison Ferns is cheating on me. Second
oh,
week.
Gosh, with who?
Well, who's got that voice? It's Madam Storm, Friendo show, Friendo presenter. Ali's away, so Storm's into play. I didn't even plan that.
Oh,
that happened.
Be careful now, darling.
You make me blush. I can hardly even look at you. She's bought me some champagne. She wants to get me drunk. And I'm fine. That's fine. So today's show is about, you're going to love this, even though you're in a relationship, aren't you?
I am, yes.
How long?
Oh, it was our 2-year anniversary in March just gone.
Oh.
But I like to call him my lover, oh. Mr. Marcus.
He's so good looking.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah, he's delicious. Well done, you.
Thank you. My best accomplishment yet.
Yeah, well done, you. So you aren't going through the horrors of dating in 2019, which is what today's show's about.
No, but I still date my partner.
What do you mean?
I think when people get into relationships, they forget to continue to flirt with their partner, to continue to date their partner. So yeah, he still takes me out on dates and I still take him out to dates. And yeah. And
when how did you two meet?
We met at an event that I was hosting. It was an erotic event. Baby, stop.
All I'm doing is looking at you. What's an erotic event?
This event was created for people to come, you know, like-minded people to come and talk about sex and
right.
to talk about erotica in a safe environment. So I was hosting it as the Dom, and there were some beautiful artists there, like BP stuff.
I know, I'm trying to open this without making noise, but carry on.
I'm trying to have like a serious conversation.
No, I'm looking at you, seriously.
So I was hosting this erotic event.
Yeah.
And Mr. Marcus, as you know, he is an amazing artist, and he wanted to meet a real life Dom to show me his fetish collection. And he asked a question in the audience and I answered it. And then I don't know, I just said, I'll speak to you after. I don't know why it just came out.
You just liked him.
No, you know what? We were discussing this the other day. I don't think there was like an initial attraction. I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to hit on you.
That'll be nice for him to hear. Does he know that?
He knows.
I mean, were you physically repelled?
Or? No, definitely, okay. Definitely not. I just, you know, sometimes when you meet somebody and you're fully aware that, yeah, you really, really fancy this person. I think for him and I, it was just like, oh, okay, there's two people that have a common interest, and that was fetish. So we just had a great conversation. And then he was like, oh, you know, I'd love for you to be my muse. Can we arrange a meeting? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then we had a meeting and he never went home.
That was 2 years ago in March. So I'm guessing you're going to have a lot of good advice for everyone about dating because you've done it successfully. I, on the other hand, my last relationship ended the day after Diana died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was years ago.
Don't talk about it. Don't go on. Don't go on, Storm, just because you're in a lovely relationship. So today we're going to talk about relationships and dating in 2019 because it's a whole different animal.
Mm.
For especially I think it might be harder for older people, and we've got someone on the phone I think is gonna, yeah. So have you met Charlie Lester?
No, so I don't believe so.
Charlie's the co-founder of Lumen, which is the dating app for 50 plus. And hello Charlie, how are you?
Hi baby, I'm good, thank you.
Oh, so it's lovely to speak to you again, and I feel like I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but how awful is it dating for older people?
It's not awful. It is a journey.
A good journey, a bad journey?
I think a good one. I mean, and I say that as a single woman who uses dating apps herself, so I definitely have tested the products that are out there, and I'm still a believer in them.
How do you think dating is different in 2019?
Well, I think so much of it is online. You do need to understand how that works. There's an element of selling yourself, which can be a bit awkward. It's a bit different to standing in a bar drunk and trying to make eye contact with someone and hoping someone will come over. Because in reality, that side of things, I think, has really quietened down. I don't think many people go out on a Friday or a Saturday night anymore trying to meet someone in real life. I live in London. I know that people definitely don't talk to each other at bus stops and on the tube. I can't think of the last time I had a conversation with a complete stranger. So I think that our lives...
Well, that was me. I did apologise.
I think our lives in general, they are moving online. I mean, you think about things like Facebook. We spend so much of our time online anyway. It does make sense that our love lives go online too.
But is that harder for someone who's used to dating, you know, when faxes were the big next big thing, to kind of embrace? So Lumen is designed specifically for 50 plus. How have you made it for 50 plus?
Yeah, so I think there is a bit of a learning curve, especially, I mean, to be honest, if you've not been single for a long time, it's not even just the aspects of the mind. If you've had the same partner for years, then just adapting to being single again can be a real shift. So there is a bit of a learning curve. In terms of what we've done on Lumen, one of the main things, so we're only for people over 50, and we know that age group are the most commonly scammed, they're the most targeted by scammers. So we've tried to make the app as safe as possible. Catfishing is a really big issue online, and that's where people steal someone else's photos and they masquerade as someone else online, whether that's to try and make themselves look more attractive or to try and gain your trust. So one of the things that we do is every single member of Lumen is photo verified. So as they're signing up, the app takes a picture of them to make sure that they are the person in their photos, just to give you that extra level of trust, because we know that that's really important.
That's clever.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with me, I'm afraid. I'm not technical. I can't take the credit for that one.
What other kind of challenges are there for someone who's older and dating now? What about like ghosting? Because I think you're emotionally hardwired to expect people to kind of be kind around dating. And when we used to know someone, they wouldn't, you know, be rude to you or just never speak to you again, because they'd have your, you know, Uncle Billy to, you know, have a word with them. But ghosting, people just disappear.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two aspects of ghosting. There's real ghosting, which is when you've started going on a few dates with someone and then they just decide, do you know what, this person doesn't know where I live, they didn't have to contact me again, I'm just going to ignore them, which I think is, you know, I've had that a few times and it is awful. You get emotionally involved with someone and that's just really awful manners. There is a newer kind of, it's not really ghosting, it's just kind of passive rejection, I would call it, where someone sends you a message on a dating app or a dating website and you're not interested, and instead of replying politely and saying I'm not interested, which to be honest is a little bit of an awkward message to send, instead of that, people just ignore the message, and that is increasingly more common. I mean, I suppose if you think about it, that's kind of the way that we work at work too. If someone sends you a sales email that you don't want, you just ignore it, and I think that it's a bit of a departure from the manners that we were taught. And I know that particularly older people who haven't used dating apps in this way before, they find that really surprising. I get a lot of messages that say, I messaged someone 2 hours ago and I haven't had a message back. And the reality of online dating is that not everyone checks their phone immediately. You know, some people don't check it for a few days. It's not like, you know, just because you check your messages really often doesn't mean the other person does. But also there's that element of passive rejection. And so one of the things that we actually did quite recently was we added in some options where you could politely say, thank you for your message, but I'm not actually interested. And there's a range of options you can choose. And you'll be surprised how many people use them. Messaging on our app went up so much just from that, and then actually people's happiness on the app went up, which is weird, right? Because you think, oh, suddenly I'm getting messages back saying that this person isn't interested in me, but actually people appreciated that. And I suppose it's going back to those old school manners.
I love manners. I'd love that. So is there a little like thumbs up emoji, or if they're not interested, it's like sorry, and then not like a big L for loser, or, you know, you say it nicely.
No, you say it nicely. It literally gives you different options as to how you can kind of nicely let that person down.
You know, another thing, is it different? Is it harder for men who are older dating again? You know, the whole, I mean, I don't want to be crass about the whole Me Too movement, but does that throw men that were dating 20 years ago, 30 years ago, are they kind of scared too because they just don't know what the lines are?
I've not come across many people saying that. I think the biggest difference I've noticed between the men and the women, honestly, is I think that particularly the older they get, I don't think the men are as good at marketing themselves online. And I think part of the reason for that is that women tend to date in packs, right? If you're signing up to a dating app, quite often you'll ask a friend to help you with your profile, and maybe you'll ask your friend to take your photograph.
Yeah.
Whereas men quite often do those things on their own, and it's quite a solitary experience. They haven't got someone to bounce the ideas off. And what actually ends up happening is they end up with selfies that are taken from underneath their chin, and they have pictures that don't look like them, and they don't sell themselves in the best light because they're trying to do it on their own. And actually, do you know what? A selfie doesn't work anywhere near as well on a dating app as a picture that someone else has just taken of you outside where you're smiling at your friend. But there are definitely things that guys can learn. And actually, I think if guys have got female friends, perhaps, to bounce their profile off,
yeah.
I would definitely recommend showing your profile to a friend and saying, does this sound like me? Do these pictures look like me? Can I have some help with this?
I'm going to hire myself out to do that because I think that's a good job. Can you tell me why men hold fish?
No, I've got no idea, but a lot of them do it. Maybe it's a hunter-gatherer thing.
Maybe it is. Maybe they're all Pisceans. I don't know. Give me something positive, because you know what a pessimist I am. Tell me, what's positive about dating in 2019, do you think?
Oh, there are huge positives. If you think about it, we have these nets that we can cast so much wider than we've ever been able to before. I mean, when I look at some of the people I've gone out with that I've met online dating, honestly, I would never have met them under any other circumstance. You know, the good thing about Facebook is you can see mutual friends and things like that. And I've dated men that there's no way I would have ever met them in any other circumstance. They've lived hours away from me. We haven't got any mutual friends. So I think that's really exciting. I think the idea of being able to go online and meet someone that you know is up for a relationship, who you honestly wouldn't have met in any other way, and actually being presented with a lot more information about them than you would if you just passed them in the street. I think the key is to embrace that.
Okay, I'm fully embracing it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye, Charlie. Oh, there's someone new in the studio.
Hi.
Hi, Annabelle.
Hi.
Publishing sensation.
Uh-huh.
Writer.
Uh-huh.
My only young friend.
Apart from
Storm.
Blimey.
Apart from Storm. Did anything that Charlie was saying. Do you want to, can you open champagne?
Yes.
Oh, good girl. What were you thinking about what Charlie was saying?
I was thinking about when I first started dating.
How old are you, please?
I'm 27.
Oh.
And when I first started dating, and you'll probably know this as well, like, you were either online, as in you were on MSN, or you were not.
Oh my god, MSN.
Yeah. but you could escape it, do you know what I mean? And what's different, you know, and smartphones weren't, well, they weren't smartphones, they were just fine. So you, like, mm-hmm. didn't TB, or, which
you didn't
text
TB.
Text back is what used to, the kids used to say. Or you, so I can't TB's multitasking and open that in a minute.
That's what I've been doing, I can't open it, Storm's doing it.
Yeah, and it's,
oh, woo! There you go.
I think, I think dating's fun because I treat it a bit like a game, but also I kind of feel like that's fine because I'm not, whenever I'm dating, I'm not kind of desperate for something in particular. But then I have friends who really know what they want and really want something and really mm. ready for it. And that's when it's difficult and it's not fun anymore. And it's emotional blooming turmoil.
This is my point. I think I'd rather be single and calm.
Yeah.
As calm as I get. Were you recognising anything that Charlie was saying in terms of the emotional response to ghosting? Because you're younger and therefore maybe raised more in this,
mm-hmm.
does that impact on you? Do you have the hardwired emotions that I'm thinking people my generation have? Do you take rejection? Do you even recognise rejection?
It doesn't bother me because I give it and I know that I doesn't, it just, because I'm just like, oh, okay, you know, no, or I met someone or it's not really appropriate. But I don't take it very serious. I don't give it seriously, so I don't take it seriously. But I think there are ways to be kind about it, aren't there? Just, you know, and say, I had a really nice time, but mm-hmm. I'm not really sure that this is working or stuff. I think what I do think is unacceptable is when people sleep together, and quite often, mostly the bloke cuts contact completely. You know, I've had loads of mates that have had a really nice date with someone, gone back to them, slept with them, and then blokes typically don't get back to them. And I think that sucks and that's
just
hurtful.
Rude.
And I feel like you have a responsibility once you're that physically intimate with someone
mm.
to at least say, like, wasn't for me, mate, or give a bit of maybe positive feedback rather than just allow someone to feel all the things that they're going to be feeling. If you don't get back to them properly.
This
is why I think that if you're going to sleep with a guy, you should do it because you want to and mm. you're up for it. I feel like, especially people that are in the dating game, I feel that they take rejection very personal because they're looking for that person to validate them. So if that person doesn't want them, they automatically think they're not good enough.
This
instead of thinking,
good.
Okay, I'm not his type
mm.
or I'm not her type.
Mm.
So I know when I was single... and I had
make you better than anyone else in the room, Storm. You seem to.
No, because every time I say that, it gives me flashbacks of my good old days. But no, I know that when I was single, and I definitely agree, there's like two different types of single. There's single, like, I'm ready to find my partner
yeah.
now, and you're dead serious about it. So then all these jerks that you find, it just
they
brings
break you down.
Yeah. And I think that's because we're so focused on trying to find mm-hmm. the right person that. We take the fun out of dating.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Right? So then when I was just dating because, you know, I was being fabulous and I, you know, and I was like, I'm focusing on my career. It doesn't really matter, you know, who I meet as long as I'm having a good time. I enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
And if the person didn't call me back the next day, that was also
their loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had another lover come in at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I really...
Were they all bus drivers? Three at a time? How? I mean, how does this happen?
So do you think then, actually...
Why is no one asking me a dating
question?
Sorry,
Bibi. Do you actually think maybe it's... because you don't date.
Oh, Bibi, don't you date? This is the first I've ever heard about this. I thought you was out there looking for love.
No.
Why?
Well, I am, but they're not. It's not out there.
But why do you think that?
Well, because it's not out there. I can't even tell. I know it's a BBC show and I know it's after the watershed and I really want to say something that happened on my last date, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to. I'm going to say it and then we'll just see around it.
Okay.
So I had a date with someone and I didn't... So here's the thing about online. Here's an issue about online. Who's writing these people's messages? This man was genius. He was so funny. He was so interesting. And I met him. Not so much. It was like a Serrano thing. Someone was writing these messages for him. So that was disappointment number one. And then I didn't fancy him at all. But then I did drink white wine. And, you know, we all know what I'm like on white wine. So I had a little kiss. And then I was like, no, I still don't fancy you. And then I was on the train on the way home and he sent me a text message. And if this offends anyone, I am really sorry. And the message said, please tell me you have pubes.
Oh, my
Storm.
God.
So while you're thinking about that, what we're going to do now is go to a Vox Pop because I went out in the streets earlier, the streets. And I love the street. Dry your eyes, mate. I love that song. Anyway, went out in the street and I think you're going to really appreciate this man's take on dating. He was quite old fashioned with his take.
Okay.
And this is how he would approach someone. Forget online.
Okay.
When was your last date?
6 months ago.
So you have had the horror of dating in 2019.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not good with technology. I like to do things the old school way. If you haven't got the balls to walk up to a woman, that's the hardest bit. If you haven't got the balls to walk up to a woman in a bar or on the street, sometimes you must have had it before in your life when you walk past someone and you both give each other the look and then you stop and then you look back and you're like... And then later that night, you remember it and you really regret not just having the balls to just go, hi, how you doing? Do you know what I mean?
What's your advice then to people who are having to do it online?
I don't know. I guess a lot of guys have got it in their head that getting inside a woman's pants is like the most important thing. But my advice to any guy that's struggling to make a woman fall for him, guys can get a one-night stand, but making somebody fall in love with you is next level. My advice to anyone that's struggling to do that would be get inside a woman's head before you try and get inside her.
How do you do that?
Make her like you, make her interested in you, make her see how much you're willing to put on offer and put into being a team and overcoming anything that life throws at you. Because life's not going to stop throwing stuff at you, is it?
But the whole thing of online as well is the whole numbers game thing.
Oh, I get it. Of course I do. Not everyone's got the confidence and it does bring a lot of people together that live out their happily ever afters together. And I'm not against it. It's just not for me.
I love all that. I love that he was so... Is that online dating? Is this people coming through to you too? Will you turn your apps off?
Mine's...
Good girl. Good girl. Naughty Storm. Thank you, Storm.
It's because everyone's messaging in. So yeah. Can I quickly interject and then I can turn it off?
Okay.
Before you guys don't invite me back on BBC.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So what my followers are saying is that they do prefer dating in person.
Right.
They say that dating online, there's no depth.
Right. Mm.
So a bit like what you were saying, Bibi, I feel like online you can be whoever you want to be.
Yeah.
And I feel like people hide behind that. I think it's a confidence thing.
This is great though, but this man, so a man we just spoke to, he was saying that you have to have the courage to be able to walk up to people. So in real life though, if you're in a bar, no one's looking up. We're all looking down at our phone. As a dominatrix, come on, let's use this about you. Mm-hmm. How do you instill that confidence in people?
First of all, you can't be afraid of rejection. It's not personal. Second of all, just practice flirting. You know, go into a bar.
Teach Hannah how to flirt.
Oh, Hannah. I have a nickname. It's Flirty Bertie. Thank you very much.
You totally She's just good. Made that up.
Ask any of my friends. You, like, teach me how to flirt. Come on.
Flirty Bertie. You're listening to After the Watershed on BBC Suffolk and BBC Surrey with Bibi, Madam Storm and Flirty Bertie.
No, honestly, I think that in the 21st century, people are hiding behind these apps and it's a lack of confidence. Mm. And I feel like it's a way for people to get validated before they actually meet you. You know, it's like if you get a tick, oh, I'm great. You know, if you get a reply back to a comment, oh, okay, I feel more confident about myself.
Or is it just people wanting to actually have sex with lots of people, not actually have any dates?
But that's never changed.
To turn into a relationship.
But that's never changed. There's always been people out there that has always just wanted to have sex.
What would you have said if someone sent you a text asking if you had pubes?
I'd have said, wouldn't you like to know?
It depends what phone number they text.
It depends what.
Depends what phone they text. You know, as a dom, that's a fetish, right?
Yeah.
Straight away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was offended.
I probably wouldn't.
Does anything offend you?
No.
I think that's it, actually. And confidence is really key in it. And I think not taking it seriously is really good. However. We can do that. Like, I feel like you have a privilege if you can do that. I think for a lot of people who find meeting people really difficult, being online is a really good way for them to be able to connect with people.
And like Charlie was saying, a way to meet people that you just would never,
exactly.
No, but if you're not out and about, if you're not able to meet people.
Yeah, not able to meet people for any reasons. Look, you might have social anxiety, you might be disabled, there might be, you might be agoraphobic, there might be loads of reasons why you can't go out and meet people. So I just wanted to kind of acknowledge that although it's, you know, it's really great for us and you can have loads of fun with it, but for some people it's kind of like that only connection with
You've just talked yourself out. Someone who's so apparently so great at flirting, you've just talked yourself out of being taught how to flirt. Do it now.
Come on, please. To an art seduction event.
Will she?
I would love to.
Would you like to come?
100%.
Okay, definitely. We exchange numbers after the show.
Is this what flirting looks like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm flirting with her now. Darling, I've been flirting with you ever since I met you.
This is your problem, yeah?
But I thought I was the only one. Furious.
And that's another thing. People miss the signals.
What are the signals?
When someone's flirting with you, do you know when someone's flirting with you?
No, because I always just think they're being friendly.
You always... Oh, okay, that's interesting. Because I do see a lot of men online... I do see a lot of men online that do message saying a lot of women are misunderstanding my being friendly with flirting and coming on to them. So that's quite interesting.
Where's the weirdest place that you have heard that people have met each other? Why? What's funny about that?
No, it's just thinking.
But what's weird?
Let's have a little... So I met... when I was out on the streets...
You in these streets, BB.
I owned that street today. Queen's Road, I think it's called. I'm new to the area, Queen's Road. I met a couple who met in quite an extraordinary way.
Are you together?
We are together, yep.
How long have you been together?
5.5 months.
What's your name?
5.5, Maddie.
Maddie.
Will.
And how did you meet?
Through hospital.
Through hospital? What do you mean?
I was in hospital and then I went and then he was in the same room as me.
Yeah, it's a funny story.
Oh my God, so you're both okay now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you were in a hospital and then you came to visit or you were a patient after?
I was a patient.
Yeah, I was a patient afterwards.
And then how did you come together?
He tagged me something on Facebook on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm lost for words. This whole thing was about dating in 2019 and how you can't meet people. But the moral is... What's the lesson?
Go to hospital more often.
2019. How would you sum up dating in 2019? Fraught.
People ghosting each other. Clear communication is difficult. Sorry, did you want a positive answer?
No, you've totally... You are me. You are me, but with better glasses.
So our second woman, after our lovely joyous story...
Yeah, that's...
I know, I had just a mouth of champagne then, sorry. So that girl's got my take. I really want to play something else. We met another man. I'm going to talk about this first. So that girl's got the negative take that I've got. You both are positive about this. How many of your friends have met online?
And are still together?
Yeah.
A lot of them have had really great, really fun, really successful relationships that they're not in now that they've met online.
My girlfriends have explored dating online, but are not in a relationship with these people. But I have heard stories, successful stories, that people have gotten married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in a relationship with someone I met online.
You're in a what?
In a relationship with someone I met online. But I met them.
Yeah.
But it turns out as soon as we met that we'd actually known each other for years. But if we hadn't had Bumble and matched and chatted, then we wouldn't have realised that we would, there would never, we have like 100 mutual friends, but would never have come together as adults.
Because I'm, you know, young and with it, which I'm sure is what the young people say, I know what Bumble is and I know what the difference for all these apps. So tell people who may not know.
Bumble. Mm. I was just going to say it's like Tinder, but a bit classier. You know, you put a profile up and you swipe left and you swipe right.
So Bumble's the women approach.
Yes, that's the one. So the women has to talk first, and then the
interesting.
Yeah, and so that the idea is that it's more empowering for you, and that you can't get unsolicited dick pics and guys just kind of sliding in, which is quite good. Mm. And then if they don't reply, within 24 hours, the conversation is deleted. But if they reply,
only
then the conversation
hours.
Is opened.
Wow.
Yeah. So what it will say is it will have a little countdown at the top, and it'll be like, you've only got 5 hours to reply to, like, Jack or whatever, or Alex or...
Wow.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 24 hours?
Yeah.
Gosh.
But I was only on it because I was a little bit sad and bored because my housemates were away. He was only on it because he was a little bit sad and bored because his housemates were away. So, like, all these things were really... There were lots of factors... The app was just a small part of it, if you know what
there
I mean.
There are positives.
Yeah, I think there are loads of positives. Online. You can have such a laugh with it. You can meet such good friends as well. Like, it doesn't have to always be...
Twitter, I've had more dates from Twitter.
Really?
So, which ostensibly isn't a dating site.
But now everyone knows that you're open to it.
No, I'm regretting that. While I was out on the street, being charming, I met a man, and I love this... The way he's approaching dating is gloriously traditional.
Are you dating in 2019?
Yes, I will be.
You will be?
I will be, yes.
Okay, I'm not going to ask anymore. How do you anticipate dating in 2019 will be?
I don't know. It's been a while, I have to admit. So
basically, my opinion is it's a nightmare. So it's but good luck. No, so it's all online and it's a numbers game and people kind of don't treat people very well.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that with what I've seen or at least read about. I'm taking a slightly different approach. I'm going with a dating agency that will do an interview with you, and but it can be quite expensive.
Oh, really? How much is it? How much is love?
I think they're charging about £800.
My God!
That doesn't necessarily mean that you're guaranteed to meet someone, but I kind of like the idea of going with an agency where they can interview, actually talk to you as a person, and they would have done the same thing for all the other people there, and they'll match you up based on how you talk to them and what you say and all that kind of
stuff. But that's brilliant. That's old school matchmaking.
Yeah, that's how I would like to do it. I don't like the idea of doing the online dating where you have algorithms and all that kind of stuff. So it's
or logarithms, as I call them.
Or logarithms.
Incorrectly.
Yes. Yeah. I don't like that idea. It's all very. It removes the human touch. It removes the human element.
£800 though.
I'm actually going on a singles holiday soon. So, and I'm taking my daughter along. If nothing happens there, then I'll join. I just think it's a bit stupid to join beforehand and then potentially meet someone. So
there's so much information there. I wish you luck.
Thank you very much.
£800.
Wow. Can't put a price on love there, can you?
£800.
I don't know how much your course is.
That's £800.
But do you know what, Bibi? When what? I was single, I used to think, oh my God, I really wish my parents were one of those parents that would set me up.
That's what I want.
Somebody.
Family, friends. Yes.
Doctor.
Rich people.
Lawyer. Yes. Just someone rich. My family let me
anyone
down.
Anyone with a pulse.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, or friends would be like, oh, I work with this great person.
Mm.
But they don't.
Yeah, I mean, when I was single, I have to admit, I went through times where I absolutely hated it. And I also use online dating apps as well. Mm-hmm. And I do find that it is something that you do when you're bored.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just filtering through.
Or on the loo.
Or drunk.
Yeah.
Do you mean drunk?
Both.
All of them.
And do you know what? Being a dom, it was actually even harder. So as soon as they found out what I did for a living, it made it even harder.
Are they really, are they intimidated? They're intimidated.
Do you know what it was, babe? It was, for example, say we've met up and I've gone, oh, babe, put a cup of tea on for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know that I was a dom, you'd be like, yeah, sure. As soon as you knew I was a dom, it's like, oh, don't treat me like one of your pets.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was almost like they had to prove their
you've
dominance
got to do a
to
course.
Me.
Right, so our next guest is on the phone and, and I'm going to talk to the amazing lady Nadia Essex, because what we need you to do as well, you need to join forces and be dom dating.
I'd love to.
So we're joined by the dating guru, love coach. It's Lady Nadia Essex, who you'll know from TV's Celebs Go Dating. She helps these celebrities find love, and she knows everything about dating. Hello.
Hello.
how are you?
I'm good. What a fab intro.
Oh, well, you deserve it. Are you on a date right now?
I am not on a date right now. No, unfortunately.
Wouldn't that be the best thing? You just stop a date just to make a little phone call.
Nadia actually took me on a date, actually.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
You know Nadia?
Yeah, she took me out on a date.
Stormy Nadia. Nadia, meet Flirty Bertie.
Hi.
We went for lovely dinner and we got very, very drunk and just had the most wonderful girls' night and it was fab.
Where did you go?
In Fulham.
Okay, just in Fulham. Give nothing away, sweet cheeks, nothing away. So you know why you're here, don't you? First of all,
I think so.
it's about architecture. How you're on architecture. We want you to give us a kind of do's and don't advice on the whole dating journey. So not just, you know, just the date or after, but all of it. So for instance, assume that we're meeting online. I don't even know where you stand on that. My feeling is you prefer people to meet in real life. How do people even find someone to date in the first place?
Well, I mean, if you are going to go online, the biggest rule is trust your gut and always date less, but date better. Ooh. And especially for women, I think women, when they're looking online, lower their standards because they think, oh, maybe he might be nice in real life, but actually the chat's been boring or it doesn't quite feel right. But you give them a chance because you think, oh, I don't want, it's the fear of missing out. It's FOMO. Mm. But ultimately,
FOMO?
It's FOMO, yeah. Okay. It's the fear of missing out. But missing out of like the loved one because you're being too picky, like everyone tells you. And ultimately, you must be picky and even more picky online because you don't know who you're talking to.
What if it's your cousin?
Oh, come on.
It could be your cousin.
It literally could be.
Yeah, it could be. So you've got to be really strict and also like let them show you who they are. You know, give them a chance, like, get some banter going and give them a chance to see how they react. And really importantly, if you are chatting for longer than 2 weeks and he hasn't asked you on a date, he's not interested.
100%. Thank you, Nadia.
You don't need a pen pal.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I always say this.
What if he's shy?
No, two days, done.
I even think 2 weeks is a bit much. Nadia, I have some girlfriends who'd be saying, oh, yeah, I've been messaging this guy.
No, yeah.
And I'm like, well, have you met up? No. And I'm like, well, how long has this been? It's like, oh, only 3 weeks. I was like, what?
Yeah. But I've had the opposite. I've had someone, you know, oh, you know, hi, BB's a good name. Do you want to go for a drink?
But I love that.
Love that.
What?
Love that. Interesting. Love that. I'm more like a couple of days, but I can see why you would like that. It's a little bit scary.
Yeah, of course. No, but it's like, that's what, if you met in a, that shows you that this person is serious.
Yeah.
They're not a time waster. No, they like your profile, so they're a good judge of character. Like, anyone says that to me, I'm like, ding, 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 let's do it.
But what if he's ding, ding, dinging everyone? What if he's put that little effort into every message?
There's no way that he is taking everybody out on a date. This is a guy that is dating really well, who is confident and is asking you out. Again, why do you think that he is behaving in a way that isn't appropriate? I would think to myself, damn, this guy knows his stuff. Yeah, good for you for picking me. Well done. Let's go on a date.
I know I'm not coming out well in this show. It does sadden me that everything about me has been exposed right now, and it's ugly. So what about in real life? So that's online. So in real life, do we take every opportunity? We're in Sainsbury's, other supermarkets are available. We're by a cheese counter. Do we go over with a baguette and twirl it?
I was really waiting to see what you said.
Hit him round the head with
it.
Do
you
push your cat strap, BB?
Yeah.
Does she know it? Can she do it?
Yes.
The best thing that you can do in real life is ask for a favor. So I actually tend to have quite a lot of like restaurant bits and stuff in my purse because I'll go and see somebody and then I'll put like the salt shaker in my purse and then go up and ask for the salt. Or if I need a napkin, I'll go and ask for a napkin. Like, you have to make it so that you go and ask for a favour. Then...
Is asking for money allowed? Is that...
No. No, that's definitely a no-no.
Okay. I'm writing this down. Noted. I'm new at this. Okay.
A favour that's non-monetary would be good.
Okay.
Leading with sort of a monetary transaction when you don't know them.
Okay.
But ask for a favour.
Yeah.
And then that way, if they are, again, if they're interested, that will open conversation and it will also empower him to then speak to you without fear of rejection because you've started the convo. So just ask people for a favour. It's ask them for the time. Ask them for anything. Like, it's the best way to break through the barrier of like, oh, eek, I want to speak to you.
All your... And then... Yeah.
And then, fingers crossed, they will obviously ask for your number and then ask you out and it'll be fab.
All your advice, before we get into that setting up the date and getting ready for the date, etc., would your advice be the same to men and women?
Well, the men I always think should... I'm traditional. I think the men should lead in terms of the wooing and courting in the beginning.
Anna's shaking her head.
No, I don't agree. I think it's something really sexy about women just taking the lead and going up to you and being like, I fancy you, let's go for it.
I did that once.
Did you? Yeah. How did it go?
I got the number, but I think it really intimidated him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, ladies, it's you think it's sexy because you would like to be that empowered.
A man
does not think that it is sexy. Some men do. Some men are emotionally mature. Some men are fabulous human beings who will sleep with you on a first date and not judge you. Like, there are some great men out there. However,
the like majority, my man, thank God.
Yeah.
The majority of men. The majority of men are, you know, societally systematic of the patriarchy and think that it is that, you know, women should be respected less if we enjoy sex. And it's from birth it comes from. So it's very, very difficult. So rather than try and like break the rules and, you know, trust me, would I like to live in a utopian world where everything and everyone was equal? Absolutely. I would love that. But we don't. And so therefore, let the guy lead. What you think is sexy, a guy won't think is sexy. A guy will actually think you're going to eat him for breakfast. And you know, guys like to be guys. They're from caveman days. They would like to be like, me, get food. Me provide. They love it.
I love that accent.
What accent are you doing right there? It's very arousing. You should do a little phone line like that. That was really hot.
Right?
What do you think? I have to agree to a certain degree with my lovely girlfriend, Nadia.
Yeah.
In terms of, because that guy that I did chat up, you could tell it did turn him on, but he was very intimidated and it never went any further. And I always believed it was because I was the one who led. However, I do feel like it depends on the man.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a real...
Oh, yeah.
Let me retract that.
A
Let me be careful with my words. I think it takes a man who is confident with himself and his abilities to really appreciate a dominant woman.
100%.
And somebody who's had like a good, either a good upbringing or has taken the time to educate himself to be emotionally mature. Mm. Like, that is really, really important in terms of you can be a better human being in terms of being a man and not being sexist and not behaving in that way. And either it comes from your upbringing or you do it yourself. But either way, I'm all for it. Like, I would hope if I have children and I have a boy, I will raise him to be very emotionally stable, comfortable within himself. So he wouldn't, the same, he wouldn't feel intimidated by a strong woman. He'd applaud her.
Mm. I was in a club once. Tell me if you think this is a good way to approach someone.
I think the answer's going to be no.
Yeah.
Let's just put it out there, but... Okay, darling, go on. I love it.
To get someone's attention. So it was Hugh Grant.
Oh,
that's right, ladies. Well, now we're interested. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Hugh Grant.
Now we are.
And he was in a bar, and I was in the same bar, with the same party, and, you know, it's Hugh Grant. So I made my friend push me on him. So I landed on Hugh Grant.
Boobies first.
I don't mind that, actually. I take it all back. I think that's genius. I think it's great. As long as you don't hurt yourself or hurt him.
No,
and you have to keep boobs and hands where we can see them all times, because there's a chance that your flailing arm will hit him in the groin.
Well, we never, you know, nothing ever happened. So we're setting up the date, right? So we found someone, we've approached them, we've thwacked them with a breast, sorry, Hugh. And then we're going for the date. Where do we go? Who's paying? Come on. Now, you're okay, old-fashioned, so, but see...
Splits.
Yeah. Again.
Splits.
Oh, no.
No, oh, my God.
No. That would turn me right off. No.
Really? That's so interesting.
Do you know what? That used to be a problem with me. I was never comfortable with a man paying for the bill. But I knew the man that I did feel comfortable with, he would be the one for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't. It literally is like the biggest, like, turn off. Because it's splitting, to me, certainly shows a level of tightness. So it's not... When you
I am. Have you tried being a journalist in 2019?
It's awful.
But luckily, you're not the one paying; it's them. But it's important that, again, I think that men like to be seen as providers, and it actually, decent men, it will boost their ego. So many men I've been on dates with, they always pay the bill. I am always extremely grateful and genuinely grateful for a lovely evening, usually. And you should see the testosterone big chest when they walk out of a restaurant with me. They feel great because I have argued. We haven't turned it weird at the end. He knows that he's paying. He did it. I was really appreciative. And we both walked out like I felt great. He felt great. And we had a great date.
Did you at least do the pretend? Oh, no, I'll get this. No, I'll get this. Did you at least do that?
I don't do the fake reach. No, the fake reach.
Love it.
Is dangerous.
But feminists...
I just think there's something really nice about, like, I'll get this round, you get that round, I'll get dinner, you get drinks after. I'm not talking about, like, splitting everything to the last penny, but for me, it makes me feel more empowered and that I have more control over the situation. Which
do you feel that you owe someone if they pay?
I feel like that's, well,
yeah, because that's your insecurity, money, because you think that you owe them something, or you're scared they're going to think that. I don't think that they think that. I know that they know that I respect myself enough to know that I deserve to be treated like a queen.
Interesting.
Full stop. It comes from your insecurities of, oh, I don't want to owe anyone anything.
Yeah.
Chill out. Relax.
I have a real problem with being in debt.
I have to agree, Nadia. I really do. And that's why I said before, it wasn't until I realised that was my issue that I had this whole thing. No, I'm a powerful woman. I don't need you to look after me. And it wasn't until I was like, do you know what? I'm okay with being vulnerable with this particular individual. I'm going to allow him to pay for me.
You know what it does? Right? And I don't want to, you know, I know you're all reaching for the therapist every time I open my mouth. But it's daddy issues, isn't it? My dad used to pay for everything. My dad would say to a cab driver, I mean, this sounds a bit threatening, but he'd give them a note and say, get her home.
Oh,
get
her own. Like
my home, not
my
theirs.
My friendship does that to me when I've had
get
too
her own.
I like that.
Yeah, I quite like that.
Aww. I love it.
Where do we go on our date then? So dating in 2019, who chooses the date? Where do we go? Where's a bad place
he
to
does.
Go? Oh, okay. He chooses.
He leads. He chooses the date. He books it. And
Flirty Bertie's having a breakdown
in
the corner.
I've never gone on any dates if the guy had to make all the decisions.
Well, no, the point is that you would go on better dates. Oh, that's the point.
But I've been on such good dates that I've chosen because I chose them.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you been on good dates recently?
I'm telling you, that's great, and it is good. And there isn't one rule fits all, but I'm telling you, in the beginning, let him lead.
Okay.
That's really, really important because ultimately, and I say it all the time, every single woman I know never goes on a date unless she thinks there might be potential for something future, like proper, you know, actual potential in the relationship.
I don't know. I don't agree with that. I've got some girlfriends who just would go on a date because they're bored.
Yeah.
What, they're bored?
I think that's the realism of it. Mm-hmm. I think that there are women out there who know that this guy is not husband material,
but
he looks like a
fun.
Good lay.
Yeah.
He looks like he, you know, give her a good time.
Yeah.
Not, I don't feel like every woman is like, oh, I'm looking for something serious. I think there's a
loads
of
women. My children kind of thing. Yeah.
Not father of children. I mean in terms of like wouldn't go on a date with someone they don't like. You know, they'd have to have fun with it. Like you said, they want to, they have fun with this guy. They like this guy. And you're going to date probably more than once because you like hanging out. That is dating.
Talking of hanging out, are we allowed to have SCX on the first date? What do you think? Deal breaker?
No, of course not.
Do you know what I spelled out?
Is she saying, of course not, don't do it?
Of course not, don't do it. Of course not,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Because, as I said earlier...
You've lost your audience now.
Most men are emotionally immature when it comes to women and sex. And so most men will, whether they will tell you or not, do say they expect a woman less if she puts out on the first date.
No! No!
100%.
Nadia, I love 100%. You, but girl...
Listen, it's not how I want it to be. I don't like this, but
I've had two relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah, very long-term relationships. I'm a kind of woman, if I, in my heart, want to do something and I feel comfortable with having sex... on the first date, because I feel like a lot of women want to play games. He's not going to respect me if I sleep with him on the first date, or I'm going to have to wait, you know, 3 months before I give it to him. But then he could just be sleeping with somebody else, waiting for you to give it to him, and still leave.
Give it to him. The technical term.
Yes. So my first experience of this, I had sex on the first date, and I ended up being with him for 7 years. He actually proposed to me. And Mr. Marcus, well, you know how that went after the first meeting, darling. and we're in a happy, committed relationship.
100%. How do you know you want to see them again?
Absolutely.
You have to test the goodies, right?
Uh-huh.
High five.
That is great. But you are talking about men that are one in a million. I'm talking about majorities. I can't give individual advice for every single person. And like I said, when you find an emotionally invested guy and he's mature... sleep with him, do what you want, but I'm talking about the majority. You have a room full of 100 men off the street and most of them will tell you they respect, because again, their society condition, it's not their fault, they're just not clever enough to get out there and research and become emotionally mature. But most men will say that they will respect a woman less if she puts out on a first date. That's just normal Joe blogs off the street.
And what
but
about
it is changing. Thank goodness.
Do you think it's changing?
Definitely. More and more men have access to just life and how it really is. And things like the Me Too campaign, men are realizing how difficult it is for a woman in terms of harassment, sexual harassment, everyday micro expressions of harassment. And they're starting to wake up and understand that, you know what, the way that they or their friends behave towards women is completely sexist and misogynistic, and they're growing out of it.
So how long should you wait?
Three months and 2 days.
Oh, my God.
And 1 hour.
Yeah, I mean, I would just... It depends. I would wait... It depends, again. Once you get past the first date, you kind of play it by ear. But I would like to start sleeping with somebody when I feel like there is genuine potential. Mm. If I want to have sex, I'll go out and pull and have sex. That's fine. I have no problem in that. I'll go and do it. Mm. But if I want a relationship, I'll give it a few dates and just see how the land lies. And like you, I'll trust my gut, because my gut will say when I'm ready and when I feel comfortable. And that could be on the second date. That could be on the 20th date. But I just like to take the time, because I've never regretted not sleeping with a guy on a first date. But I have regretted sleeping with so many guys on the first date.
Lady Nadia of Essex makes some good sense there.
I'll give you that one.
Lady Nadia of Essex, after the date, what do we do? I keep calling you off there, of Essex. It makes me laugh. I know it's ridiculous. I'm 12. After the date, is there a 3-day rule? Is that still old fashioned?
I'm not sure how much the 3-day rule exists. I think it's a good sort of, if you haven't heard anything in 3 days, then, you know, it's not great.
They die.
But again, listen, we're getting to the age now where that is possible. There's a distinct possibility that people could be dying, because that's when you go...
I love a positive show. Yeah. I try to bring it up.
But it's true. But I would wait. And again, I would let him lead. Wait. Let him text you first, and never, ever, ever double text.
Oh,
ever.
Stop. Please explain that. Please explain that.
Double texting is when you text them... and they don't text you back, and then you text them again.
Oh. And when you describe do you mean in the same conversation, or do you mean like text, no response, couple of days, then you text again, or both?
Both. I mean, literally, if he hasn't, like, if you've just said, well, I mean, if you said goodnight, and then a couple of days later, that's fine.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that conversation is closed. But if you've said, how was your day? and he hasn't replied, you do not then reply an hour or a couple of days later and be
how
like,
was your
hey,
evening?
Yeah. Like, you just let it go, mm-hmm. because it, nothing gets rid of a guy's hard on quicker than a double dick.
Or actually mine. Someone sends me loads of text, I'm just like, oh, stop pressuring me.
But I'm chatty, so I do lots of different texts.
Yeah, but no, that's not different. That's different. Don't worry. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No. Chatty's good. Mm. Chatty's great. It's like I said, it's just that if you ask how are you?
Yeah.
And they don't reply.
Yeah.
And they reply a couple of days later.
Yeah.
It's very desperate. So just, you know.
Oh, I've learnt so much. Lady Nadia Essex, top three tips for dating in 2019, please. And then we let you go back to your whatever it is you're up to.
I'm about to go and eat all the carbs.
Oh, good girl. This is why we should date. This is why me and you would make the happiest couple.
We can do a threesome.
Yeah. Oh, there she is.
Yeah! I'm down.
Are you joining in as well?
Dirty Murphy had a mouthful of champagne and didn't quite know what to say. Oh, we're all in it. Okay. The Catholic in me is sweating. Nadia, can I please have three tips?
Yes. Date less, date better.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let him lead.
Yes.
And on the date, don't get drunk.
Mm. Wait, what?
What?
Don't get drunk.
Are you qualified? Yeah, hey, Nadia, you're doing a dating tour. Tell us about that.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah. So basically, it's just like a little masterclass so people can come and hear basically the type of thing we've been talking about now.
Perfect.
But for a longer period and more in depth. So I go through all the online dating, how to do a profile, what to say, what the red flags are, and yeah, just kind of everything that one needs to know to navigate. I mean, they don't call it a jungle for nothing. It is stunning out there.
Thank you so much for joining us. Absolutely brilliant.
Thank
Have
you,
brilliant,
ladies.
Nadia. Thank you, lovely.
Bye.
I know you two look at me and you don't know why I'm single.
No.
100%. I've thought it since the day I met you.
Mm. I actually thought you were married when I first met you.
Well, who am I married to?
I don't know.
Oh, what's
it's the
like?
Ring. The ring's very confusing. Yeah. I think you should take it off.
Who am I married to? What's he look like?
He's tall, dark, architect.
Oh, he's an architect?
Yeah. What? I actually have a list on my phone of what BB... We went for coffee one day, and we wrote a list. Actually, I don't have it on my phone.
Some things are meant for private.
Sorry. I put it on Twitter. It's public. Of all the things that she wants. So he's called James. He's an architect. He's 6'3" and a half. He has a dog.
Oh my god, you remember more about James. I'm
children,
over James.
But he likes them. What else?
He thinks I'm hilarious.
He thinks you're hilarious.
But you know what? That really works because I have a cousin. She's actually now getting married. And I remember when we were both single and we were like, listen, we need to stop meeting the same sort of guys. Mm-hmm. Because I think that also happens. We put out the same energy, so we meet the same.
Ah, that's so true, yeah.
You know, those. Mm. Guys that you're just like, oh, why did I have to let him into my life? And I said to her, listen, write down the type of guy that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like sometimes we just settle because we feel we're unfair, you know, mm-hmm. especially as an older woman, we start thinking, oh my God, I have to find somebody mm-hmm. because I want to have children or I need to settle down or, you know, my younger siblings are getting married and you have this added pressure. And I said, write down all the things that you want in a guy. And I told her all the things that I want in a guy. And we actually found the guys that we wanted.
No way. Mm. Visualize and focus.
Definitely.
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
Why are you shouting?
Sorry. It just came to me. Visualize and focus, Phoebe.
Flirty Bertie. Dirty Bertie, more like. So, you know, when I was on the street, I met two final women. And I loved what they had to say about how they met their men.
Are you dating?
I live with somebody.
I'm married.
Okay, so would you, if you had to date in 2019, how do you think that experience would be from anecdotes from your friends?
I think dating nowadays is very different because most of it's done online. I think that's the thing of today, whereas in my day you went out and met them. Yeah.
And how does online make it different, do you think?
I actually think it's safer.
Do you?
I actually do, yeah, because I think you get to talk to somebody and I think you can strike a chat and get a general feel. I'm not saying always, but I think, yeah, I've got nothing against it at all, no.
And what about you?
I would prefer to meet somebody and talk to them in a bar or something else, just strike up a conversation or join something where you've got people that are doing something similar to you and that's how I would meet somebody, yeah.
How did you meet your husband?
I bumped into him in a nightclub. I accidentally hit him with my handbag.
How many times?
Only the once.
How did you meet your partner?
Blind date.
Scylla?
I wish. No, blind date. It was set up by a work colleague. Yeah, and I tried to cancel but lost his number, so I turned up. And that was like 17 years ago, and I'm still with him.
Oh, my God, I love these stories. We've just met a man who's about to pay £800 for a matchmaking agency.
No. I didn't see. That's how naive I am. I didn't know you had to pay money.
Nothing's free. Everything costs.
I've heard good reports. And I've known people that have ended up marrying from, you know, joining an agency. So you just don't know. One of my best friends, she met somebody from, I think it was a Telegraph magazine or something, you know, these Lonely Hearts things, and that they've been happily ever after. So, you know, you just never know.
See, I'm feeling a lot less depressed than I did when I turned up here in the rain with my son.
I think, you know, if you go into it with too many high expectations, you're heading for a fall. I think if you go in, what's the expression?
Drunk.
Prepare for the worst and think the best or something like that. Yeah, whatever the expression is. Yeah.
What about that? Drunk.
You are funny, aren't you?
I'm brilliant.
Yeah. I forget sometimes.
I forget. There's no one to remind me.
Ladies, it's the end of the show.
Oh, I'm already.
No, yes, I know.
I'm just getting warmed up.
What have you learned? What's your take home from today's show, please? Dirty Bertie, flirty.
Visualise and focus.
What does that even mean?
But actually, don't. You know, work out what you want and then go for it, but don't take it too seriously. Mm. I don't think anyone should take anything too seriously. Unless you have a really serious job.
Unless you're a surgeon.
Seriously. If you're a surgeon, please take it seriously. Just have fun. And also, like, try and remember that it's all subjective. Like, just because one person isn't into you doesn't mean you're not
lovable
or sexy or wonderful. It's like, that's thing. Just their opinion. Like, yeah.
Storm, what have you taken home from this?
Well, I'm not single.
No, but for me then, what's your advice to me from this show?
My advice to you is to stay being fabulous, BB, because you really are an amazing human being. And be yourself, and the right person will come and find you.
BB yourself.
BB yourself.
And take that ring off your finger, because it looks like you're married.
It's very confusing, okay, but very beautiful.
Okay.
I will take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, girls. I need to thank my brilliant guests. We had Charlie Lester from Lumen. We had Lady Nadia Essex. Not from Essex. Is she from Essex? It's so confusing. Madam Storm.
Hey.
Anna Burt.
Hi.
Thank you. 10 o'clock tonight. It's our Ali. And I forgive you for cheating on me, Ali. And we'll see you all next week.